Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
While Boston continues to deal with mountains of snow, the city is also grappling with an even larger than usual number of homeless people. Advocates for the homeless say the extreme weather, the closing of Boston's largest shelter on Long Island, and the shuttering of the island's substance abuse treatment beds have created a perfect storm, if you will, that's left them scrambling to get people indoors. One of the ways they're trying to do that is with the reopening of what's known as the Boston Night Center, a downtown refuge of last resort for those who live on the streets. We recently visited the center, which was teeming with dozens of people who stopped in to get warm, get a meal, and talk with a doctor.
My name is Jim O'Connell, and I am a doctor and president of the Boston Healthcare for the Homeless Program. We are at the Boston Night Center, which is a nighttime drop-in center designed to sort of take in the people who, for whatever reasons, won't go to the shelter or can't go to the shelter.
The center, O'Connell stresses, is not a shelter. It's a relatively small room on the second floor of a building near Government Center that's open from 8:30 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. It generally accommodates about 60 people. On the night we visit, it appears that more than 80 people plan to sleep on mats on the floor. One reason people opt for this center over a traditional shelter is that they can come and go during the night. So it can be chaotic, which O'Connell acknowledges as people clamor to see him.
So it's designed to be very low threshold, as you can tell. There's a lot of tolerance of, you know, lots of people are psychotic and lots of people are unedited. And managing the milieu is a real art. And these are the folks who really have literally no other place to go except the street.
The Boston Night Center closed 4 years ago because of budget cuts, but with estimates that there are 30% more homeless people on the streets of Boston this winter over last, advocates knew that more space was needed right away. So Boston Healthcare for the Homeless will pay about $65,000 a month to Bay Cove Human Services to operate this center until the spring. 57-year-old Stephen Leonard has been coming almost every night since the center reopened last month.
This is called the Night Center, but we refer to it as the Nightmare Center. There's so many arguments that occur here, and you just don't know who's going to show up. And it's a monster mash.
Dr. O'Connell visits the center Wednesday nights to identify those with the most serious medical issues and urge them to go to a medical street clinic the next day.
What's your name? I'm Dr. O'Connell, by the way. What's your name?
I don't tell you my name.
Okay, how about your first name?
I don't tell you
okay,
my name.
That's all right.
I don't want
all right.
you to know my name.
Yeah, I just want to be sure you're okay.
There's at least six people here who have really serious end-stage cancer. There's a couple people who have bad heart failure. You know, there's more work to do than you can shake a stick at. But there's a couple over there who's, you know, one of the women is 20 weeks pregnant with her boyfriend, and they we want to catch and bring in. So we're going to see them tomorrow.
But one condition that O'Connell and other medical professionals in Boston are having a tough time treating is substance abuse. When Boston officials closed the bridge to Long Island in October and shuttered the city's largest homeless shelter on the island, they also closed substance abuse facilities there, including Andrew House, the city's biggest detox unit. It typically served about 100 people a week and then often referred them on to further treatment.
Almost all of these people were in Andrew House at some point, so some portion of these people would be in now being detoxed with the hope of going on to a treatment thing, but now none of that is happening. By the time the morning comes, they're so sick they want to go and drink or do something and they can't make it to the detox. So, and then even if they did go to detox, there would be no place to send. There's no place in the treatment system to send them, so they'd be back after 4 or 5 days. So I keep thinking that system has just fallen apart. Right at a time, you know, such focus and emphasis has been on the avoiding the drug overdoses.
Some estimates suggest that Boston lost about 60% of its substance abuse treatment beds when Long Island closed. 50-year-old Jackie Caravan, who grew up in Revere, has stayed at Andrew House before. He's at the Night Center now because he hasn't been able to find a treatment bed. He says he doesn't go to traditional shelters because he doesn't feel that they're safe.
It's my first time here. I figured I'd come here with a few guys and be able to make it safe here.
Caravan says he started drinking heavily 4 years ago when he lost his job after his leg was amputated because of a bone disease. Then he lost custody of his 5 kids.
There is a lot of people out there looking for substance abuse help. I myself know firsthand that there is none out there. I've been trying almost 3 months.
Boston officials estimate there were about 265 substance abuse treatment beds on Long Island. About 40 beds are available at a makeshift men's shelter that was set up at the South End Fitness Center. 75 beds are expected to be added in Mattapan in April. A spokesperson for the mayor says the city is committed to working with recovery programs to preserve substance abuse treatment beds.
Jim! How long I've been on Long Island? 82? 85.